Artesian. Written by Chansey Lurking. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Sense8. Rating, Teen. Category, Gen. Also tagged for First Meetings, Coming Out Sense8, and Friendship. Part 12 of the Felix Plus series.
All around me are familiar faces, worn out places, worn out faces, bright and early for the daily races, going nowhere, going nowhere, and the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, no expression. Hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow. No tomorrow, no tomorrow. And I find it kind of funny. I find it kind of...
Felix knows his pacing is getting on Wolfgang's nerves, but he can't quite get a hold of himself. Not both of you at the same time. Felix finally snaps, sit the fuck down. Bite me, Felix shoots back. But the coffee table creaks ominously under his weight when he sits on it directly in front of Wolfgang. Is Leto okay? Leto, who had witnessed a headmate being fucking born, a process Felix is not entirely clear on, but if it's anything like a regular birth, it sounds like a horrific thing to just have up and happen in public. Apparently he'd set off a few alarms as he tried to help the new headmaid off the street and through their ensuing panic attack. Thankfully, only his partners were there to witness this and not, you know, whispers and the eugenics squad. But it still raised some questions he may have answered a little too honestly in his frazzled state. Felix understands they had not taken it well. He's freaking out, Wolfgang sighs, rubbing the bridge of his nose and leaning back out of Felix's space. Well, wouldn't you? Felix exclaims, and when Wolfgang just stares at him in disbelief, he gestures wildly. No, this isn't the same thing. I already knew you were fucking crazy. I'm fucking crazy. He motions off to where he'd just been pacing, where presumably Leto is still pacing. He has normal people to convince. Wolfgang rolls his eyes. He said the same thing. It's 'cause we're right. Felix hardly has time to jerk back out of the way when Wolfgang suddenly lurches forward, eyes bright. We're right, Leto mutters, then gets louder, excited. You are right. He grabs Felix by the shoulders. You should talk with them. Felix blinks. What? Me? Yes, yes, you. You are a sort of a normal person. Leto slaps his chest, then motions out to the side. They are normal people. Maybe you can bond or something. He glares off to the other end of the couch. I know the point is that normal people don't do that, Wolfgang. Thank you. Why me? Felix asks. Because he can't be the only one who knows about the headmates, and certainly can't be the best man for this job. He can't think of a single reason he would be Leto's first choice other than that he was here, and that's not great decision-making. Felix would know. He's the poster boy for bad decision-making. There's nobody else you could... Felix? The hand on his shoulder relaxes a little, Nomi's voice having an unusual soothing effect. My girlfriend believed me, too. By now, she knows everything there is to know about us, objectively. But you're our friend. That's what they need. They don't need an expert or even just a kind voice. They need a friend. Her mouth quirks towards a smile. Someone who was crazy enough to love us from the jump. Felix thinks about that for a moment. He knows it isn't exactly ordinary that he had immediately believed Wolfgang was plural, but he isn't sure what he would say to convince someone who hadn't. But then again, most of Felix's best plans, and some of his worst, to be fair, but that's not the point, have been executed on the fly. He internally shrugs and wonders if Wolfgang has warned the headmates about what happens when he wings it. "Give them my phone number," he says finally, but then shakes his head at the thought. "Actually, no. Give me one of theirs. Ask which one of them would rather get the call in front of them." There's a pause before Leto replies. "Danny is willing." His face breaks in desperation. "Hernando, baby, please." When he switches to Spanish, Wolfgang's body shifts like something just stood up out in front of him, and yep, that's Wolfgang's annoyance. Felix pats his cheek, smirking when Wolfgang slaps his hand away. He stands to dig through the armchair for his cell. "Come on, Wolfie, what's her number?" he says, then mutters, "I'm gonna burn up all my minutes on this shit." He dials as soon as Wolfgang tells him, the nervous energy in his body making him pace the floor again. The phone is on speaker, though, so Wolfgang just shakes his head, staying quiet. Felix and Leto's combined nerves must be wearing on him, because he gets up, pointedly smoothly, posting up by the window. Felix knows he suddenly just couldn't stand to be sitting down. They're like that sometimes, when they're... "Bueno?" a woman's voice calls out from Felix's burner. "Is this Danny?" he asks. There's a long pause, but her voice is sharp when it comes back. "Who is this?" "I'm, Felix?" Felix says, and it is, admittedly, not his most convincing tone of voice. "I'm friends with a guy in your boyfriend's head." "This is not funny," Danny snaps, sounding frightened enough that abruptly Felix isn't angry with her. Hadn't quite realized he was at first. They're normal people, and they think their lover is losing his mind. They aren't the bad guys for not taking him at face value, Felix reminds himself. It mostly works. "If this is for a movie or something, I swear to..." Danny continues, but Felix speaks over her. "It's not for a movie," Felix says at the same time he hears Leto cry. "It's not, Danny, I swear, please!" Danny isn't listening. "I don't know who the hell you think you are," she says slowly. And Felix finds himself inexplicably, distractedly entranced, until he looks over and sees Leto's desperation back on Wolfgang's face. "Or what you think you're doing, but if you don't..." Felix scrambles for something to jar her out of this. What would be hard to miss? What would she have to intentionally have to accept fake answers for? He suddenly remembers his best friend's usually serious face breaking open in a sweet smile, talking to him in a language they've never used. "He speaks languages he didn't learn, right?" Felix says, and Danny stops. "What did you say?" Felix feels like the tumblers of a con are falling into place, which is odd, considering he's actually telling the truth. But Danny is sort of a mark, and Felix knows how to spin this. "Leto, he just... one day he started saying things in other languages," Felix continues, motioning even though she can't see him. "Besides English, I mean. He all of a sudden knew a bunch of shit he had no reason to." He looks up when Leto starts frantically pointing at himself, at Wolfgang's body, and Felix lights up. "Like, had a street fight or pick a lock?" There's a span of silence on the end of the line. "How do you know that?" A male voice, Hernando, chimes in. "Same thing happened with my best friend," Felix says. "One day this German-Russian fuck from ass crack of Berlin starts spewing Hindi like a native." He turns to look at Wolfgang again, finds him looking as stoic as ever, but as soon as Felix meets his eyes, his face morphs. Felix can't help but smile when Kala smiles at him like that. "Then he tells me there's voices in his head. And, hey, my buddy, he's always been a little whacked out, so I'm like, fine, no big deal. As long as they're friendly, it doesn't matter to me, right?" Felix says, a silly smirk on his face. "But then he tells me they're real people, Like, actual fucking individuals with their own lives who just happen to share heads. And because I'm just as whacked as my friend, I believe him. I get to know them. Are you saying one of them is Leto? Denny asks. Felix huffs a breath. Yeah, well, imagine my fucking surprise when the voice in my friend's head shows up on TV. There's some quiet talking that he can't make out, and apparently Leto can't either, because when Felix looks to Wolfgang, one of them just shrugs. Danny's voice comes back a moment later. What is this supposed to prove other than that you're in on this? Fair question, except, dude, I haven't known Leto long, but he doesn't really seem the prankster type, Felix replies. When nobody says anything for a moment, he sucks his teeth, his impulse control officially running out. Look, how about we meet up somewhere? Felix! Wolfgang hisses in warning. But on the other end of the line, they faintly hear Leto exclaim, That's a great idea! This is crazy! Danny shouts. We're not going to meet up with some stranger. I'm not saying come have a pint in my basement, Felix cuts in, and gets the feeling she's slowly losing her patience for that. All three of you, somewhere public, you name the place, we'll be there. Why? Danny exclaims, exasperated. So we'll just believe this insane story? Felix pauses. No, he admits a bit awkwardly. I just don't want Leto to lose the people he loves the most because they think he's lying. He looks over, and Wolfgang has a hardly noticeable smirk kicking up the side of his mouth. Felix can tell it's reluctant pride, and it makes him stand a little straighter. It is crazy, but it's true, too, all right? I'm willing to drag my friend. Just say my name, Wolfgang says, defeated. And Felix grins. I'm willing to drag Wolfgang just about anywhere to prove it. The next few moments of silence make his hair stand on end. In any con, this is the tipping point, where either you get the account information or someone calls the cops on you. It feels like there's a lot more at stake this time. He glances over to find Wolfgang staring off into space, watching through Leto's eyes. Leto, give me your phone, Danny says eventually. And there's some shuffling, in which Felix assumes he does. Okay, meet us there. Meet you? Why don't you ask your friend? She sings, a little meanly, and hangs up the phone. And, oh man, Felix likes her already. He likes her a lot. He turns to grin at Wolfgang, who rolls his eyes, huffing an annoyed sigh as he shoves off the wall. This is fucking crazy, he mutters under his breath. But the tone is fond enough that the words sound enough like, No, I'm not actually mad. Come on. For Felix to go running for his shoes. Wolfgang is driving, which is more than a little heart-pounding in general, but now it's made worse by their anticipation. Felix can't sit still. The fifth time he changes the station in the middle of a song, Wolfgang threatens to kick him out of the car. He's already turned the child lock on the windows, so Felix can't keep letting it up and down, having to settle for clicking the control repeatedly. You know where we're going? Like, actually? Felix asks. Wolfgang answers with a shrug. Leto guesses a market? Like, to sell crafts and shit? He squints briefly. I feel like I remember it. The other headmates describe their shared, but not quite stuff like that. Felix nods. So you want to buy some friendship bracelets? Wolfgang's sneer makes him cackle. They do sell very nice ones, though. Felix turns to face Leto straight on. Wolfgang only notices how nice bracelets are when he wants to steal them, and never when they're made of string. Well, I'll talk him into some. He says, only half joking. How are you holding up? I'm actually getting a little excited, Leto says, drumming his hands on the steering wheel. It's hard. They don't get it, but they're trying to trust me. They're taking this seriously, which means they'll believe it, right? He grins in a sucking breath through his teeth, cutting his eyes at Felix and then to the rearview. And either way, I get to meet you two in person. Felix takes his feet off the dash at that. Hey, speaking of which, he goes rifling through the dashboard before cursing and reaching under the seat. He drags out a bootleg copy of The Mirror Has No Heart with a grin. Can I have an autograph? Lena laughs, reaching over to pat Felix's thigh. Of course, cariño. You can have anything you want. When they pull up to the market, Wolfgang is back on the reins, so Felix takes a moment to ask quietly, are they gonna believe him? It's not doubt, exactly. The fact that they're here at all is a pretty good answer. But he is sort of concerned. Lido seems like he cries easily, and Felix punches people easily when they make his friends cry. So it's really just better on all fronts if he's prepared for things to go hairy. Wolfgang looks at him knowingly. They already believe him, he says. Not like it's an assurance, but like a simple statement of fact. Then he glances in the back seat. Will thinks they just need proof so they feel less crazy. Felix nods. He can understand that, in a far-off sort of way. Is us showing up enough evidence, Fed? He jerks when Wolfgang punches his shoulder, whacking him back on reflex. Ow! I'm not a Fed, Will says, opening the driver's side door. And it's been enough so far. Getting out of the car, Felix shrugs, clapping his hands. Then it's enough now, he says. But the jitters are making him antsy. He shakes them by their shoulders as they walk. Dudes, you get to meet a headmate, like, face to face. Wolfgang's smile is tolerant. No shit, Felix. Is that gonna do anything? Does it give you superpowers? He frowns. You're not gonna, like, blow up or something, are you? No. Riley and I are together, remember? Will says, smile a little more mocking than indulgent. It just felt... His eyes go far away. Intense. It wasn't like visiting. Riley's eyes are bright when she turns to look at him. Her gait lighter, quicker, like she's compensating for shorter legs. It was like I was actually him for a moment, she says, voice soft with wonder. Like we were truly one being. Felix stares at them, the scope of that statement blowing him out of his head a little bit. Whoa. Yeah. They walk in silence a bit before Felix ruffles Wolfgang's hair. You get to be a movie star for a day. The market is not the sort of thing Felix would ever really go to, except to buy weed. Doesn't smell like anyone is selling. But it's still cute, he guesses. There are all sorts of things to buy and see, but Felix is keeping his eyes peeled for Lido, even as Wolfgang leads them through the crowd like he knows where he's going. They stop in the middle of the row, and Wolfgang unerringly turns to his left, looking between the stands to the tables in front of the restaurant. It takes Felix a moment to pick out three people sipping cocktails at a table, one of them a very handsome man with large sunshades and a hat tugged low on his head, a celebrity hiding out in public. They must make eye contact, Felix figures, because Lido starts wiggling in place like an excited puppy. And something in Wolfgang's demeanor lightens. Lido, he says, too softly for Lido to have heard from that distance, but it breaks his restraint regardless. He pats his companions on their arms before rushing towards them, and Felix feels the wiggly puppy start up in him, too, a stupid grin taking over his face. Lido nearly jumps into Wolfgang's arms. Felix watches as Wolfgang molds to him like it's familiar, shock plain on his face as something passes between them that makes them simultaneously suck in a breath. Wolfgang holds on to Lido longer than he's ever held any hug, face so open and childlike, Felix actually feels his insides twist. Wolfgang never looked that young, even when they were that young, and Felix wants to take a picture. When they finally separate, and not by much, Lido is grinning and teary and looking happily overwhelmed. I can't believe I'm actually meeting you. You're here. We're here. This is so exciting, he exclaims in flawless German, then touches Wolfgang's face. Christ, now that I'm looking at you with my own eyes, have you ever considered being a model? You're so handsome. You're pretty damn stunning yourself, Felix says, completely honestly. And Leto's grin turns towards him, and look, he doesn't like feeling tacky, but Felix feels like Leto's soul is exactly as bright as his smile. Hey, Leto. Felix can't help but startle a little when Leto rushes over to pick him up and shake him, but the noisy kiss he mashes against Felix's nose makes him laugh and relax. Oh, and look at you, Leto says, holding his face. It's like I miss you. I've never met you, and I miss you. Lucky you, I'm right here, Felix says, holding his arms out, and Leto hugs him again, bouncing. Felix sees Danny and Hernando looking less happily overwhelmed over Leto's shoulder. So you're... Denny doesn't appear to know what to call them. Leto pulls back with a nervous grin, an arm still tossed around Felix's shoulders. He's me, Leto declares, excitedly, pointing at Wolfgang. That's not how this works, Wolfgang snaps. Felix scoffs. Well, you share a head, so it's pretty damn close, he says, rolling his eyes at Wolfgang's glare. Wolfgang evens out his face, so it's baseline level of angry when he turns to address Leto's partners. He offers a hand. I'm Wolfgang. There's a moment where Danny and Hernando look at his hand, and then him, and then each other in disbelief. But Wolfgang, probably under some internal coaching, Felix would guess the deluxe Nomi Leto treatment, gives them that moment without moving. Hernando defrosts first, slowly taking his hand. I know, Wolfgang says. He explained how this works, right? Doesn't mean you have to be a prick, Felix stage mutters. I don't know them. He steps out from under Leto's arm. I guess you're Danny, though. Danny looks at him owlishly as she takes his hand. Felix? Felix tosses his arm out. In the flesh. He sticks a hand out towards Hernando, who has a look of shock on his face, dramatic enough to rival Leto's. And you're... he asks, just to confirm. Hernando. Hernando answers, though he sounds like he might not even be sure. This is... he glances between all of them. Fucking nuts, right? Felix finishes for him. It stays nuts, but it also gets pretty cool. He doesn't know if Leto's told them about the exterminator on their asses, and he's not going to be the one to burst that bubble. Turns out he doesn't need to. It's pretty cool that there's a lunatic out to kill your friends, Danny says, eyebrow raising, and the anger rising in her eyes implies belief, and that's the whole point of this venture. Felix is fucking stoked to be accused, honestly. Nah, but if I kill the guy, it'll be party central, Felix says flippantly. Even now, it's pretty awesome to have friends all over the place in one place. He pinches Wolfgang as he says this, hardly reacting when Wolfgang shoves him. This is amazing, Hernando says, which is better than crazy. He looks like one of those booky academic types, and Felix gets the feeling that Hernando is going to know a lot more than he does very quickly, if only because he's better friends with his computer. You even have on the clothes he described. He motions at them, and Felix has to stop himself from looking down. He only has a half a clue what he's got on today. And there are 8 of you? There are thousands of us, Wolfgang and Leto say together, making their friend's hair stand on end because holy shit! But then Leto adds, but yes, we're born in groups of 8. Danny is shaking her head, but she's not doubting. Now her, I can't believe it, is coming from a place of, I can't believe this is actually happening. This is so crazy. Yes, Leto agrees with a sad laugh. It's crazy, and it's amazing, and it's... He swallows fearfully, serious. It's going to be my life now. You have to know that. There are things I still haven't told you. We... He stops, but Felix doesn't think anyone makes him. It's just a lot. Hernando looks at him for a moment, and Felix can't quite read his face, but then he's sighing, pushing up his glasses to rub his eyes. Lido looks so relieved he might pass out or cry. Felix can't say for sure it won't be both. When Lido reaches a hand out to him. Okay. Okay, Lido says. That's what I said, Felix whispers excitedly, but pinches his lips together at the sharp glance Wolfgang sends his way. Okay, okay, not his moment. Okay, Hernando repeats. This, I understand this is very dangerous. It's probably better if we don't know everything, but honey, his hand finds Lita's neck. Understand that I'm standing here, right now, saying I believe you, and I love you still. I'm staying. You don't have to keep secrets anymore, Lido, nor carry them alone. Felix feels like he's watching the best goddamn soap opera he's ever seen when Hernando pulls Lido into his arms. He's biting his lip to keep from smiling too wide, to keep from blurting out some stupid shit to ruin the moment. Denny still looks very lost, but her gaze is just shy of adoring when she looks up at Lido. You're my family, Lido. I'm never letting that go. Her mouth quirks and she shoves him lightly before she kisses his cheek. Even if you are an alien. It's a joke, but it still catches Felix off guard. His eyes widen comically. Holy shit, no! Wolfgang barks before Felix has even fully turned to him. Don't say no like it should be obvious, you fuck! Felix hisses back. We're living a sci-fi movie. I don't know. You could be. Felix stops, hair raising. Danny is staring at him too intently. They'd all been looking at him. He'd been talking, but Danny's eyes are suddenly laser sharp, searching a little too closely for his not quite ex-criminal heart to take. He stands up a little straighter, turning to face her. He feels like he's being challenged and he isn't sure why. Danny? Lido says, because Wolfgang notices. Of course he does, and it must bounce over to Lido's awareness, too. When Danny crowds into Felix's space, he lets her with no reaction other than looking down at her with raised eyebrows. You tell anyone about them, she says, pointing to Lido and Wolfgang in succession. You tell anyone, and I'll kill you myself. Hernando and Lido's faces flash with horrified alarm, but Felix is grinning at his sudden urge to kiss her. He sticks out his hand instead. Deal. When her hand grips his, Felix holds on a moment too long, nodding over her shoulder without breaking eye contact. So when you say partners, does that mean... He coughs when Wolfgang elbows him hard enough to bruise. Lido laughs joyously while Hernando just scoffs, looking somewhere between aghast and amused. Denny huffs, shaking her head at him, but he doesn't miss the color in her cheeks or the fact that she hadn't immediately snatched her hand back. Idiot. Felix's smile doesn't dim at all. I've been called worse. It's much later, after they've eaten together, separated, and gone to bed, that Felix sits up, cursing a blue streak. Wolfgang snaps awake immediately, but before he can even ask, Felix exclaims, I forgot to get my fucking autograph! Lido's laughter rings through Wolfgang for about one whole second before Wolfgang hits Felix in the nuts. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!